everybody. Well, today's our PBS program on Friday, Creation Light Ship Healing, and I have a great show for you here, I hope. So anyway, the date today is December 30th, 2016. Well, this is our paranormal night. If you have any paranormal stuff going on, you might want to jot a little note here and send it to us. We'll just see if we can help you out with maybe a ghost question, or if you felt something tap you on your shoulder, or you know, these entities like to hang out in the corners of your room, so look around. And the real bad ones can actually go in your attic and thump up and down. So anyway, this is our paranormal night. And maybe you have an animal or pet that's all of a sudden staring up in the sky someplace, and then they start to run and bark, you know? So anyway, this will be the great thing. And tomorrow is night is New Year's. So like I've mentioned to people, if you want to stay off of that timeline, then don't go into New Year's. Don't connect to the New Year celebrations, or at least when they, you know, like in New York, the ball goes down, you know? So if you just use the day of maybe tomorrow, the 31st, and just keep it there as you go into the first. That way you can still be on this year's timeline and let everybody else go into next year. It won't get you, and it's a real smooth transition if you go in the second or third. So remember, it's a brand new timeline, and they got to get acquainted with that and let everybody else do the experiment first. So here we go. Let's clear the date. It's December 30th, 2016. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And tomorrow's the last day of the year. So the year is ending. Like a timeline is ending. And here we go. We're now going to bring in the light beams. So, bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, bringing in peace energy to you. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a situation going on, let's release that from you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Oh, I'll turn it over to you, Kathy. Are you there?
Thanks, Ron. Yes. Hello, everyone. And as Ron said, today is December 30th, 2016. And it's Friday. We're always on Station 2, BBS Radio, Creation Lightship Healings with Ron Amatron. And Ron just did some clearings for us, and he announced that we have New Year's Eve coming up and some traditions that always seem to follow along. And so maybe tonight we can talk about and hear from the listeners what kinds of things they think we should be aware of to clear on the online healings that Ron offers on his creationlightship.com website, and what sorts of things have people done before, because we do have some long-time listeners and some people who are pretty experienced and savvy on the clearings. And they've sort of navigated through different holidays and traditions using Ron's clearings and the timeline crashes. So it's kind of an interesting thing to discuss this week, today, and maybe tomorrow, too, since that'll be the New Year's Eve night, Saturday night, to that show. And so please do send anything you'd like to consider or ask Ron about or offer as a suggestion to others to help us stay off the timeline of these traditions and different celebrations, maybe even things that we watch, things that we see in the media, and conversations we've had with people about what they're going to do on this special weekend. So it's also combined with Hanukkah as other holidays as well. So well, let's hear from the listeners of what they've done and maybe some suggestions or questions for Ron of what they could do. So, Ron, we can't exactly turn the clock back, but you are going to be offering a New Year's Intentions conference call on Saturday the 7th, where we feel the New Year energies. And we did get some emails relative to that. But maybe we could talk about that for a minute and discuss what that's about so we can be better guided and prepared for that particular valuable conference call, which is going to be Saturday, January 7th, starting at 10:30 a.m. on Pacific time. And Ron has already sent an announcement about it. Over to you, Ron.
I think it might be 1 o'clock now. We had some people saying that was a little too early for them.
1 o'clock. Oh, great.
I think it is at 1 now. We'll double-check that. I think the website, click on it, says 1 o'clock Saturday. So that's where we're going to be having it. Oh, what the call is about is you're able to sample the ascension energies coming into the planet. And they'll be pretty close to what... it's going to be here. A lot of people take notes, and sure enough, the year seems to kind of look that way, or the energy feels that way for you. And then along with that, since you have an energy of each month, you want to have an affirmation or just something that you want to manifest. So it's more of a manifestation energy that you're looking for. Because naturally, you're here to be creative, and being creative means that you need to manifest. So you want to match up your manifestations. You could call that an affirmation, but it's really manifestation for that month. Write down a bunch of things that you would like to maybe do or change. Maybe it's a new venture or something, whatever that would be. So from there you can see what month might be more compatible, with that energy for what you're choosing to do. So that's what it's about. So you may want to get more than, 12 energies or 12 situations, 12 manifestations. And, you have a week to do that. So just kind of jot down what you think you may want to do. You may want to have 20 of them. And then after you feel the energy of that month, just look down the list, and you can see what manifestation, will kind of match up with the month's energy. That's what it's for, and it's a lot of fun. And bring the energies in, and from there, you write down what you want to, experience after you felt the energies. Naturally, the light's in the now, but this is sort of going along with the script of the darkness in a way. That's how the ascension energies are going to be working with the darkness energies. Well, that's kind of the way it works because you got light and darkness, and the darkness is going to put you on timelines. And so the light's going to come in to allow you to, in a sense, disconnect from those darkness energies, you may have light going your way, then you figure out what manifestation you would like to do. That's sort of the way it works. And a lot of people have had great success looking at what they may want to do, and now they can look forward to that particular month, we'll say, to do that manifestation, which is your creative energy manifesting something in the now. You're still going to be probably thinking you want to get back into the now to find out what month of the now you want to use and how the darkness energy of thought and mind, along with your memories from the past, is going to affect it. So you find out which month is going to be more conducive for you to move forward, to move out of darkness. Well, that's where we are. If we didn't have darkness here, then all the months would be the same. That's the way you need to look at it, is you're going to find a window in there of how easier or better it's going to be for you, or what's going to be conducive for you to do a manifestation with. you want to put it in a different way, Kathy? Unless that makes sense to everybody.
Oh, it does. Really, I've been on the call a few times, and this is an opportunity to get with yourself, to reflect inwardly, and get into a peaceful place. Rhonda is telling us about it right now so we can prepare for it better, because it's really a special time, and it's going to possibly affect your life the rest of the year. And for you to be on the now timeline is what it takes. So we just get calm, get settled, relax, and listen to the inner self as Ron guides us through the call. So we are talking about the special New Year's event, Saturday, January 7th, 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's about planting seeds of intention for the new year. And we do this with Ron and the Creation Lightship. And during the time we're on, it feels very peaceful because we get to sample incoming ascension energies. And that's quite a treat. And I do would like to share what other people have said about it in the past, Ron.
Okay.
And that was it probably will help some people to understand what we're talking about if they're new or have only been on this once. But okay, so we're talking about energies for manifestation, and someone wrote before that the current year's energies seem to have ended quickly. They write that they were still writing the new year in the third week of December as if it was already there, as if it was effortless. It was kind of strange because usually I struggle with remembering to write the new year numbers well into January. So they wrote this after the call, and so that means that they really got into the current 12 energies during the, not 12 energies, but the every intention for the month. So they were fully encompassed in that New Year's energies. And then someone else wrote in, a big thanks to Ron for providing the New Year energies call as he does every year. I've been on this type of call in the past, but this year, yesterday's conference call was not like the others I've done. It seems like a major thread throughout the 12 months was about feeling free and having more freedom. And I felt those energies and other different energies too. I had an amazing experience. I had a much better experience with sensing the monthly energies. Maybe it's because I've been doing a lot of clearing work with many different types of online CLS tools, and now have become more empowered with my own spirit. So, Ron, what do you think about that statement?
Yeah, that's it. Remember that as you start doing clearings, even the free ones, you are releasing darkness from you and energetic cordings. Then you can also, in the same breath, we'll say implants and mind control transmissions to you, and all these take away from you actually communicating with your spirit. So we could call those under one umbrella of just the darkness. The darkness is there to interfere with you, and it's also there to heal from you your spirit energy that your spirit puts out through your manifestations, or it will make you put you into some type of fear energy or trauma or whatever it would be. That would be, it, in a sense, in pain. And from there, it steals more spirit energy. And never get that return to you. So that's what the dark side is doing. That's why when you're first born here, each incarnation, you have, say, all of you that could come here at that time, that's been cleaned out by the darkness. But when you first came here, more than likely you were 100% you, your own spirit. And if you were 100% here, you wouldn't have anything talking to you inside of your head, because your spirit would be conscious throughout your body. And along with that, your whole body would respond with spirit energy. It would be all-knowing. Now, as you start figuring out how to live here, and your teachers and mentors, parents, friends, etc., start telling you different things that put you into judgment, and then the darkness give you the blind energy, so now you're questioning the light. And the more you question in judgment, the more they steal your spirit. So most people here today probably is, you know, less than 1% of what they were initially when they came here. So we're 100. You lost 99, if not more, percent of you. But that's okay, because you live life here. The darkness has it. And naturally, you probably can never get it back again. But you don't need all of that, because the 1% or less than what you have here is still going to, you know, facilitate your body energy. It's that you're not going to be as conscious as what you were before. You're not using your whole body as spirit energy. The clearings help to release those roadblocks and things that's preventing that 1% of you, or less of that, to come into your consciousness of your body. Some people might be less than 0.1% here. And as you start getting lower and lower, then you can get connected with entities very, very, very easily. That's why you want to do an entity clearing, so that they're not going to attach to you. And that's the whole name of the game, is to clean out the darkness to know your spirit. Because your spirit is going to show itself only through your creative medium. It's not necessarily, although it can, but not necessarily going to talk to you every day, every minute, okay? Because it may not be powerful enough to do that. And but you just need to know that it's with you. Well, the whole thing is just to let your spirit, in a sense, guide you to what you need to do. That's what it's here to do. So, and then you're in the present moment in order to connect to your spirit. If you're in mind energy, you're not going to have a chance. It's not going to work for you. Your spirit cannot work through mind. You don't know what mind is. You're in a whole different energy system that your spirit has no clue of what it is, or how it even is presented to you, and how you even connect to it. It doesn't know any of this stuff. It just waits until you get into the present moment to be able to help you. So back to you, Kathy.
We use our mind so much. We're so used to it. It's good to have this call to get us out of that habit of trying to plan and strategize and figure out what you're going to do, what you want, and deliberate over things and discuss with other people and on and on. So this is a whole different approach, actually, that Ron's talking about.
And I'll say something here. This might be kind of interesting. You're planning to go on a trip, on a vacation. Maybe you're going someplace for a day and coming back. But in that process, you need to figure out, maybe if you're going to be having a suitcase, what to put in the suitcase, okay? So you're thinking about what you need, what kind of clothes and what to bring with, you know, et cetera. So you get your whole suitcase packed, and you're doing this with mind energy, okay? Because you got to think about it. And you get you know, out the door, and you're on your trip, and then all of a sudden, remember, your mind's doing this initially, right? So it's keeping track of all this. I'm telling you what you need. And it's you're using that energetic system. And it tells you, you know, these 20 items to get. So you get all the 20 items. Now you're halfway to your destination, and you go, oh, man, you know, I forgot to bring this with. Well, where did that come from? Okay? Did it come from the mind energy? Because it would have known before you went on your trip, because you were looking, using your mind, figure out what you have to bring. And I know all of you are going to go, yeah, it's happened to me, you know. I forgot my slippers, or I forgot my toothbrush, and that's really obvious. Well, why didn't my mind tell me that then? Well, it was just programmed to make you fail, okay? You're driving, and like I said, all of a sudden you get this thought coming to you, and maybe it's your spirit talking to you about your toothbrush. And naturally, you're not thinking about anything, and all of a sudden you think about toothbrush. Oh, man, I forgot my toothbrush. So who really talked to you? Did your body talk to you? You know, possibly. Did your spirit? Possibly. But it wouldn't be the darkness. It's a whole different energy system. Just look at it right now. And you know, when you look back upon it, it wasn't the mind energy communicating with you. It was something else. Oh, let's throw that out there. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, yeah, that's so true. The mind is really taking over, and we have to, like, be aware of how much it does and get heart-centered as much as possible and get into the now moment. And the programs Ron offers, the conference calls, the online healings, these four radio shows on BBS Radio are all designed to help us do these things and achieve some inner peace. And Ron, some comments are rolling in, which is great. Someone wrote in that for the New Year's call manifestation, they're kind of posing the question, has anyone ever used their notes for manifesting by putting them on the psychic billboard as the month's energies are noted during the call for future for future public entries, I guess. I'm not sure that's what that means. But they're considering using the psychic billboard.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Manifestations. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, very, very good.
Someone had some words to clear. Happy New Year. The numbers 2017. Marketing slogans like New Year, New You, and media advertisements such as New Year's Event Sales Event. Okay. Another comment. Hi, Ron. In my family, we like to eat, but a New Year's tradition is to eat pickled herring at midnight. It was designed to bring good things in for the new year as a tradition, and drink champagne and kiss someone. Do I need to be released from the eating pickled herrings? Is this a soul family ritual?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. That's good. Oh, man. Then we got something here came in. Auld Lang Syne, it's an old acquaintance, be forgot. Never brought to mind. That's interesting.
That's the song that's usually sung at midnight at Times Square. It's on TV a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Odd long.
So you got to possibly the alien keyword intercept there for some of those words there. You could do the NATO barcode removal and do timeline crashes. Oh. It almost sounds like they want you to, and it's kind of sort of makes sense. Old acquaintance be forgot, you know. So you're closing the chapter of your life on that year, never brought to mind. So that's kind of interesting. So they're having you forget that timeline of that other year that you're in, and then you go into a new year. So that kind of makes some sense, actually, you know? Walk away, Renee, and get a fresh start. Anyway, back to you.
It does make sense. You know, I could never really understand the words to that song. I could never understand what they were singing. But if someone wanted to, they could look up the lyrics and copy and paste the whole thing and put it in the Alien Keyboard Intercept, because I know it's a song that all of us have heard over and over, at least in the United States. Or I don't know what country it comes from. But anyway, it would probably be a good thing to clear, even though we don't really know the words. Just the tune and everything is so connected, only here on New Year's Eve. And then another phrase to hear, to clear, is out with the old and in with the new. Along those lines.
Yep.
Okay, Ron. Well, if anyone wants to send in more comments on suggestions and strategies on how to get off the timeline of the New Year's Eve, go ahead and send those in. I'll watch for those. But now we're going to switch over to our paranormal questions. And someone has sent in, Ron, two photos of them while at the beach. And the sun was out, there was clouds out, and guess what? There was two big green, looks like laser lights, right on there. One was on their shoulder, and then the other one, and the next picture, was right next to them on their back. They were facing the sun, they were outside. But yet there's this green laser light. They weren't wearing any metal. They're just wearing cotton clothes here in the picture. She just wanted you to know this little green light keeps popping up here and there. Someone had called about that, written in about that once before in October. And it was on landscape, showing up in different places on leaves and on the dirt and, you know, in landscape. And it just makes no sense to see a bright green light in the picture. Do you have any comments about that, Ron?
Boy, that's definitely paranormal. I don't know what to say.
I've noticed it seems to show up around the ocean. She's standing on the ocean's edge on the beach. The other photo that we got from another person was on Paradise Island, and they were at the ocean too. Seems to be there with a lot of clouds out.
I'm not picking up orb energy, so I don't know what it is. Very interesting.
Yeah, it does not look like an orb. It looks like a green laser round light.
Yeah.
It's showing itself. Okay, so
yeah.
We don't know what that is, but it doesn't matter. It's there. It's there in the photo.
Also, it could be a glitch in the film, you know. Backdrop could have a hole in it, and you're seeing a green backdrop. You know, remember... it's interesting to watch, you know, before the elections. You may have seen this on YouTube and the technologies that they had, but they this happened to be with Hillary. They had her talking maybe at some university, and behind her was a green backdrop. And you could see that green backdrop in the cell phones as the people were taking live pictures of her, movies, you know what I mean. But when you saw it on the TV screen, right, remember, you're looking at the guys with their cell phone, right, because it's active, and on the TV, what you're seeing now is this backdrop behind her of, I think it had American flags there and some other stuff, and they just, like, copy and pasted this whole backdrop behind her to show to the, say, TV audience where actually where she was. It was just like some green cloth or something behind her, which they put up, or a curtain, just to give her something behind her. So I don't know if you saw that or not, but if you did, it's quite interesting to see what they can do with technology, you know, by putting her in there, you know, with that. So anyway, that's what they have. So you could be seeing something that is brought forward by technology that doesn't even exist in real time, but yet it could be all around you. And likewise, they maybe had part of that strip of the ocean that you're looking at and or scenery behind you. They could have put something there for you to look at, but that was actually a situation to where the backdrop wasn't working properly, and it could have been showing green on your shoulder, on your body. Well, back to you.
Okay, we'll never know, I guess. But we'll see. Maybe that green light will show up in other photos. And we'll see if
it's also... I saw a thing on a few days ago, and I think this person there's three people. There was two people that were real, and the person in the center was a former something. I don't know what department of the government he was, but he was a spokesman. He was all plastic looking, and the weirdest thing... You know, he looked like a doll, okay? And he had a kind of like a little gay lisp when he's talking, which seemed kind of a little weird because his mouth wasn't really moving a lot. But when he moved his head, his eyes were like they were stuck in one position. You know how you move your head and your eyes kind of have to refocus to where you are if you want to look straight ahead? Well, his would kind of like move with the head. And it was really strange. Really, really strange. Mm-hmm. I don't know what agency he was from, but it was some former spokesperson from the government. Anyway, and naturally, he didn't like what Trump was doing, but it was quite interesting how he looked there. But a perfect clone specimen. Looks like he's probably about maybe 25, 30 years of age, with black hair. Or black hair. So back to you.
Someone sent in a testimonial or a recommendation for switching over to the new year using the harmonic frequency clearing. And putting that song in, too, that we just talked about, Odd Lang Syne. And they say also, do not call anyone in a different timeline. I did that, and I felt dizzy being pulled into their timeline. Thank you for the suggestions. And someone saying they noticed clouds over Florida this past week. They wanted you to know the clouds are broken up and the sky above does not look real.
Well, okay. Yeah, I had a lot of fog today where I am. Well, normally I get fog. The snow's not very moist, even though it's above freezing. Very little water content. Normally on a typical time, because it snowed, we'll say a week ago, everything would be gone up here, but it's still sitting. And it's kind of strange, but, it's just the way it is with the fake snow. Then we got the sun that's really weird, showing up in different places in the sky, and also the size of the sun is different, and it's like a LED flashlight looking at you, or pointed at you when you look at it. It's like so bright, it's incredible. But anyway, we're in the paranormal season now, so back to you.
Paranormal season, oh no. Okay, well, someone sent in a paranormal situation. Described it pretty well. Listen to this, Ron. This person made a puzzle. They finished it totally, completely. Then they put the puzzle away. Later, they found two of the puzzle pieces while cleaning the house, and the box was completely closed in a place where they later found it while cleaning again. The puzzle box... I found the puzzle box where I placed it, and it is completely closed as if I never even made the puzzle.
Wow.
There is evidence it was that puzzle I had made with two pieces of the puzzle being outside of it in places I had lost. Lost two pieces of the puzzle. Anyway, they made the puzzle, and then it started showing up in different pieces, and then they found it completely closed.
That's kind of puzzling, isn't it? Well, I had one today. I went into a store checking out phones because I was checking into switching from Verizon to AT&T. So I'm in the AT&T store, and the two counter help people are talking a lot. And so, you know, I'm sitting there, and a guy next to me, he has Verizon, and I'm telling him about the Verizon app for driving. I think it's a VZ something or other, an app, and it works real well. And then he said, you know, I got this app on my phone. I think he's a hunter. And, you know, for me, it's like, oh, God, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think he said it was like one hunter or something like that. And when you put down where you're going to hunt, it kind of maps out the territory. He says, so I know that I'm not on private property or somebody's land or BLM land or whatever land or, you know, where he has to go. So he kind of knows where he is. That's kind of cool. So, you know, I'm looking and, you know, toward the front of, you know, where I'm sitting straight ahead, I'm seeing the counter people and they're still talking. And all of a sudden, I look again and there's his set of keys on the ground like 10 feet in front of me. And, you know, I looked before and they weren't even there. So I go, oh, there's some keys over here. So I went over and picked them up. He goes, what kind of keys are they? I go, well, it looks like I have a Toyota symbol. He goes, I bet you those are my keys. So I show him. He goes, yeah, those are my keys. So he put them back in his pocket, you know. But the keys were not there through our 10-minute conversation. And then I happened to look at the counter, you know, people, and there they were. You know, they were fairly large, so I'm very observant for keys and stuff. Especially when people get flat tires and they're driving, I try to tell them about a tire going low or something. But other than that, you know, that was paranormal. I go up, they did a timeline switch here. The key showed up now because he probably wouldn't have them at all. So back to you.
Well, Ron, what do you think actually happened?
I think he lost them. He took them out of his pocket. He had some beef jerky that he bought. And that's what he was saying. And so they must have fallen out there, but they weren't there. And they happened to show up when I caught them as they brought the timeline in. But who knows who was driving his truck on timeline, you know? They probably had to bring it back here and park it, and then they dropped the keys off. So they went for a joyride on a timeline. Back to you.
Okay, well, back to the inbox. And everyone, thank you for continuing to send Ron your paranormal experiences. Your interesting observations are much appreciated, and I'll read them. I'll watch for them on the email, clsquestions@yahoo.com, or through the BBS Radio Fast Chat Connections, where we have a form that you can send your comments in anonymously. And so, Ron, now someone's asking about spiritual guidance, and they are wanting to receive additional spiritual guidance other than the BBS radio shows because they have tried the self-empowerment and object clearing, but they're looking for just something with spiritual guidance. Is there anything specific they can write or clear? They're trying to tune in inward and receive their spiritual guidance.
You can't force that, number one. Number two, you just need to be in the present moment. Now, I do have this wonderful book for sale. It's priceless. And, you know, it's has one page which does say go within, but that's free to you. But you just need to get in the present moment. And then from there, when you're in the present moment and you're out of time and you're in peace energy, that's where you want to do your manifestations or where you want to live, so you're at peace. And you're not going to get any guidance, so to speak, because nothing's going to tell you what to do because that's judgment. Then you're in darkness. So remember, you don't have a path here. You don't have a reason for being here except that you wanted to enjoy the earth and manifest here. entirely changed since you first came here. But your spirit knows the same information, that it can't tell you or force you to do anything. So the whole thing for being here is just to be in peace. And that's kind of the bottom line, the way it works. But, you won't have any spiritual guidance at all from what we talk about here, except to do the clearing to get rid of the darkness. And a lot of times your spiritual darkness that you think you're getting is the darkness talking to you, or entities. So, back to you.
Yeah, they're tricky. They sound like your own voice. Okay, Ron, next question. Someone's asking about your YouTube audio clip called Time Stop. She wants to know, is it enough to run the Time Stop clear audio? Will that do the Time Stop, or do they have to say the words along with it?
I would probably say the words along with it. But if it's me talking, it should automatically do it for you.
Yeah, you are talking in it, and it's an audio.
That should do it for you. Mm-hmm. There should be enough energy there for that. But most of the audio clips that we have, a lot of those could be a tool for you to do yourself later on when you don't have your computer. So like the mind to heart drop and stuff. Oh, if you're hearing my voice talk, it should do it for you automatically. But you may want to practice it yourself or say it with it. And or even put up a light beam on your monitor screen when that's happening too. So back to you.
Oh, yes, I do want to mention while we're on the subject that someone kindly made audios for Ron's YouTube. There are photos of the light beams, Ron, on your all your audio clips that are on YouTube. It's very well done. So I would just like to recommend that the listeners go to the Ron Ametron YouTube channel and look into the new postings he has for sample clearings and the Christ Ascension. And there's others, of course, that have already been there. But those are some of the newest ones, and the Time Stop's on there, and the all sorts of them that you can just really just take a few minutes and enjoy with your earbuds if you're in public, or if you're at home alone, you can listen to them and clear out aliens and get some inner peace and just really find, you know, a very calm inner state, very serene. And that's a good thing to do, probably, to get yourself ready for the New Year's Intentions teleconference that Ron's going to have on Saturday, January 7th. And by the way, in case we forgot to mention it, that's a $20 fee only for and through PayPal. And then you'll get a, if you buy it through PayPal, you'll get a receipt. And then you can either, I think, Ron, we forward that copy of the confirming email to you.
Well, if it's online on the top of the website, it'll go to PayPal automatically, and it should send you the codes back instantly. If there's a problem, you know, definitely send me an email. I'll be checking emails if you don't get something for the call, probably Friday, Saturday.
Okay. Some people ordered it already and don't have the, but they don't have the, they didn't get an automatically generated telephone number. So,
just give me an email maybe on Friday.
Yeah.
In the subject box, if you have done this, the New Year's call and your receipt, and I can send you over the information that way.
Sure. Okay, so that's how it's going to work, going through the PayPal system through either the email Ron sent or through his events calendar that's listed at the top of the page. Click on that, and you'll get a menu and can scroll down to where it has the New Year's Eve Set Your Intentions call, and you can purchase it there through PayPal, which is the best way to do it. Okay, so moving on to the questions in the inbox, Ron. Someone's asking you if you could further explain, this is regarding using the New Earth Transfer Clearing, and they are wanting you to explain the use of the light infusion chamber online healing or the online special healing to retrieve their spirit back or what was stored in the new earth transfer. This was discussed on a show about a week ago.
Yeah, I don't think you need to do that, you know, to the special clearing is mainly for physical body conditions, not to retrieve your spirit. So, do the Earth transport clearing or transfer clearing, either way. That is how you keep track of your clearing so that the light will know that you, yes, that's why you do that. And you get updated because you get more spirit energy each time you do a clearing. So as far as the light infusion chamber or any other clearing, those really are not going to be bringing your spirit to you. Whole lifetime clearings are what are the most beneficial, and the bundles bring back your spirit because they're releasing a whole lifetime of energy from you.
Yes, it's the whole life clearings that allow the spirit to integrate into the body more fully. And then we do store those whole life clearings in the new earth transport. I think they are trying to retrieve the energy maybe in the new earth transport back using the light infusion
chamber. It doesn't
work
that way. You can't, what do you think? You could probably run that energy through you back again, yes. We talked about that on one of the shows. I just don't know what we talked about. Maybe somebody knows what show it was, but you could run the energy back into you and maybe put that in the special clearing, I think. I'll have to get some more information on that. Maybe somebody jot us a note or something here. But you probably could use a special one and bring in the energy from the earth transport clearing to you, which may give you some more spirit energy. But we'll just see how that works out. Somebody might recall what we talked about. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't recall that. I've not done it. But you did say that the special healing is for the body. So I'm not sure if that would be better or the light infusion chamber would be better online. Okay, so someone, please enlighten this person if you could kindly share your experience or what was discussed before, if you've done it, and we'll talk about it in one of the next programs. Okay, so back to the inbox. Let's see here. Okay, so last Wednesday and Monday, you talked about the soul family and the psychic billboard clearing. And so this person did do the soul family psychic billboard removal clearing for being taken advantage of, she wrote before a couple of times. And so she did do that, and now she's asking, what can I do, what can I write into the timeline crash? She's wondering if this makes sense to you, that will this work? If she writes, crash consecutively being taken advantage of, or does she have to write every incident she can think of where she was taken advantage of?
Well, that's a rough one. Typically the latter there. I would probably maybe look at maybe a half a dozen issues that you're having with being taken advantage of and do a clearing on those. And see, because they're probably all going to be kind of interrelated, but there could be a common theme there. You might see more issues, but there may only be a few of those that are there, and all the rest kind of follow suit or are similar to what's happening. But you do, you probably want to be a little more specific, release it, because remember, you need to kind of look at the individual issue of what you're going through. It'd be like saying, clear my sadness, you know. Well, why are you sad? That's what you really want to clear is why you're sad, not the whole general sadness, okay? Well, maybe you're sad because, you look back upon your life and you realize that say your parents took away your favorite cat or something that, maybe it was very sick, so they took it to the vet and was put to sleep. So all of a sudden you look at that situation that could have happened a long time ago, but for some reason you're watching something on TV about cats and now you're sad. So that issue is still with you. So your main thing is, yeah, I'm sad, but, why are you sad? Well, it's because of your cat and the issue. And then what did the cat mean to you? So you want to get into more of that issue itself to clear it. Well, just clearing sadness is not really going to help you too much unless we have a whole lifetime sadness clearing on the website. I think I may have that just for that, for instance. But, other than that, you need to look at the issues and maybe break them down and see if that issue has been a whole lifetime issue for you. So issues tend to stay with people and until you start getting rid of them. It could go through you throughout your whole life. And it may not be that much to clear, but it gets overwhelming because you are having the same theme in your life and maybe not knowing why it's there. So to just kind of figure out, what's there and what that main issue is. So you could be having an issue of being taken advantage of, and, that could boil down to maybe even betrayal or something like that, that's the actual issue. But you have to look at it yourself. But you want to kind of keep going down and down and down. You start sifting through the stuff to see what that core issue actually is. It started growing a long time ago. So figure out what that is, and that could clear a lot of what your issues are with anything once you get that core issue. Then move up from there. Got to kind of figure out what started growing, where the seed is. So back to you.
I think this is something we can all relate to, feeling like we were taken advantage of. In some ways, it's kind of a judgment. Maybe it wasn't really intended, but then when you have that same feeling over and over, then you think, wow, I was taken advantage of. But then, like Ron says, the core issue is at hand here. And so some people have found doing multiple healings over same issues can really address the situation. And
it could be a self-esteem issue.
Yeah.
Initially it started off and you had really low self-esteem, but you thought, well, I'll do this for this person to make you feel better. So they'll think that I'm a good person or something like that. And, maybe that was the main theme. And then somehow you got stuck on the timeline of what you thought was being taken advantage of, but really it was you doing service, or maybe you were a slave to people. Oh, that could be a slavery clearing. But you're seen as being taken advantage of, but, maybe everybody sees you as a slave because you started doing slavery work or being a part of something that puts you into that role, because maybe it could be self-esteem. Maybe you didn't feel good enough about yourself. So you kind of got to look at those things and just see which one tends to ring a bell for you. And when you figure it out, then you want to start clearing that issue. You want to get the core issue out. Maybe just what you're talking about is just on the surface, but it's not really what's happening. and taken advantage of might go a lot deeper than that and other issues there. Well, back to you.
Yeah, I think one of the other issues, Ron, from what we've heard and, you know, what I just from what I know is that some people are born people pleasers. And
they don't even know it.
They don't even know it. And then other people are just happy to have a people pleaser around, and they don't know they're taking advantage of you. They think you want to do that. But then later it doesn't
feel good. Around for somebody, the psychic billboard, that I'm a people pleaser. They go, oh, I better go over here.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to maybe put in the psychic billboard removal, and also in the self-empowerment energy clearing. That's such a good one with all those different energies to remove. It's something that a lot of us are, you know, naturally born people pleasers. It could be even a barcode that was put in us.
Even it could be kind of going sideways, you know, the movie Wedding Crashers or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's somebody who wants free food, you know. So they go to some place where they have, you know, wedding gowns and, you know, stuff like that for weddings. And they hang out there, and then they find out the person's getting married on so-and-so date, and they get the address, and, oh, put some clothes on and get some nice free food, you know. Way back to you, you're reading the people's billboards and stuff as they go into the store. Anyway,
yeah, this can go in all different directions. So, anyway, listener, thank you for writing, and let us know how you're doing. Also, Ron, back to the inbox. Someone asked you. If you could elaborate about your reasons for doing the next pin removal call. And this is Ron's third pin removal. It's going to be on January 21st. He announced it last week and the week before. But he did have one last this month on the 19th. But they wanted to know, they have attended the previous two pin removal calls. And are you doing that for those who couldn't attend the previous calls? Or do you see that those who attended the calls might have acquired more pins?
Well, I won't say acquired more. What I will say is that I saw some really large ones in people after the call. That's why, and I was looking at that, so I decided to do another one. These look like to me to be larger pins. So I guess that's it. And we probably have a few minutes more to go, I think. Maybe we can go a couple of minutes after here. I am giving away a free whole lifetime clearing a week from tomorrow, which will be the 7th, for the special call for sampling the energies next year, 1 month at a time here. So if you want to come on that, you will have a free whole lifetime clearing that you can use to feel a little better. Then you can also, if you like it a lot, you can get the unlimited version. Well, anyway, back to you.
Okay, well, while we just have a minute left, it's probably a good time, Ron, to announce your January events. And Ron does have another intensive coming up for a physical body rejuvenation. So for those who plan ahead, you can mark down January 14th, 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th for his special sessions. And on those, these are teleconferences, and they're 7 hours for the three Sundays, consecutive Sundays. And the first one on the 14th is a Saturday Ascension Preparation Healing Session, which includes a lot of water divinely activated by Ron and trips to the Creation Lightship, which is like what he's going to take us on with tomorrow, Saturday's radio program, and a lot of intensive healing for the body. This is for Ascension Preparation, and we prepare by asking the light beings to look at certain areas of concern or maybe some pain or things that bother us or things we know happened to us in childhood that might not have been healed properly. And the light beings do that through Ron and the Creation Lightship. So what the reason he does this is because the light beings remove blockages from that from our bodies energetically that are adversely affecting our well-being and preventing our spirit to fully integrate into our body. So during the calls, people experience sometimes energy surges or they feel movement here and there or they get hot flashes, start to yawn, and it's part of the healing process. And Ron accepts live calls, or you can attend as a registered absentee. And he did send out an email announcement about it a couple of times. The last one was on the 28th. So this is just for those who plan ahead and want to pre-register through PayPal. He makes it easy on the announcement here. Otherwise, you'd have to go through the creationlightship.com website and go to the weekly events. He also has healing calls during the week. They're live teleconferences with Ron. And so there's lots of opportunities for healing, either through conference calls, the online healings, and these programs here on BBS Radio, and then the special calls that he's doing, like the New Year's Plant Your Seeds of Intentions call and the pin removal coming up on January 21st. So back to you, Ron, for any other last announcements or healing, maybe the mind-to-heart drop?
Sure. So here we go, everybody. Mind-to-heart drop, this you need to say out loud. If you think it, then it's in darkness, so it won't work in light. Won't be connecting to your spirit. And by all means, you won't be in peace. So here we go. In this out loud, I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head. Drop them into my heart. I'll from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Here we go, everybody. So blessings. Thank you. And see you later tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the Light Ship. Bye, everyone.